33-year-old Sophia Brettle has lived in New York City for the last decade, but she was born and raised in the Ukrainian city of Kharkiv, about 25 miles from the Russian border. Her mother has lived there all her life and has continued to live there as the city has endured some of the worst shelling from this war. Sophia and her mother have talked almost every day since the Russian invasion. And as conditions in Kharkiv worsened, the pair faced a difficult decision. Radio Diaries brings us their story.
Every day, I wake up, reach to my phone, and that split second before I look at my phone, I have a fear of not seeing a message from my mom. My mom's name is Vita, and in the beginning, the building where my mom lived, it's like, oh, we're all together, cook together, laugh together, be scared together. But then it got worse and worse every day. Artillery falling into people's apartments and roofs. Buildings explode. And people started leaving, trying to evacuate, until only two other families was left in my building. And I kept asking her, would you be willing to evacuate? There are trains. If I find someone for you to give you a ride, or would you go? But my mom told me right away that she's not going to leave because she doesn't want to leave her aunt. So my aunt, it's hard to describe her. Her name is Vanya. She's like a kid in a grown-up body. She was mentally disabled all her life because a big tree fell on her when she was 10. So my grandmother took care of her. So my grandmother died this year and left her sisters at 92 years old as heritage to my mom. Our aunt lives across town, and my mom wasn't even able to get to my aunt. The city was being bombed. So my aunt's neighbor in the beginning of the war said, don't worry, I'm going to take care of her. I'm here in this building. I'm not going anywhere. There is no need for you right now. But she used to be a home attendant, so she knows how to do all these things. So my aunt, she was barely walking and she's helpless. She doesn't even understand that there's a war going on. I was at work and I got a message, call me, from my mom's friend who she was in shelter with. I called her and she said that next morning she will leave in evacuation. And she said, listen, you need to convince your mom to leave because it's really dangerous here. And she doesn't want to go because of the aunt. So I called my mom and I said, like, you need to make a decision. I want you to leave because I want to have a mother. I said, I am sorry to put it this way, but this is me or the aunt. I know that for sure this choice goes against her basic belief system. Like, to help your neighbor, to contribute to the society. The core of her values came from the best what was Soviet Ukraine. And up until the very last moment, I was sure she's not gonna go. But she called a neighbor who was taking care of our aunt. And she said, like, if she would let her go. And the neighbor said, like, it's your decision. And of course, what you do is terrible. But how can I stop you? My mom left with her friend. They took a bus. No one knew where the bus was taking them. And I saw a message from my mom. She said, I don't know where our last destination is. It could be in Romania. Kisses. She doesn't speak English, never been abroad, and she's really, really scared. So I had to make peace with the fact that maybe I won't hear from her for 2 or 3 days. I'll wait for her to contact me. So I'm waiting right now. I finally talked to my mom. Все в порядке? В безопасности?
Да, да, ты.
Я хорошо.
Ну хорошо, я тебя рада слышать.
She said, "Hi, honey, I'm in the bus right now." I asked her if she's fine and safe. She says, "Yes, everything okay. Are you fine? Are you safe?" She said, "Yes."
Дорога была тяжелой. Но это можно выдержать,
учитывая детство. She said the path was very long and difficult. She doesn't quite understand where she is. But she's out.
Хорошо.
She's safe, and for the first time I actually heard her not nervous. And she said, please call our neighbor to find out how the aunt is. As for me, like, getting her out is a giant weight out of my heart and out of my shoulders. Like, she left with 2 little bags, shoulder bags, right? But the main thing that she's alive. I know that there's a lot of guilt and shame because of her aunt. In a textbook of morals, what's right or wrong, it's probably wrong to leave your family members. I do not know if she will ever forgive herself. But this is the decisions that war puts people in front of. Which life to choose?
Sophia's mom crossed the border into Moldova because the friend she was traveling with is Jewish. Both were able to evacuate to Israel. Sophia has joined her mom there. They've just learned that their aunt Vanya has been evacuated from her apartment to a care facility in Kharkiv. Our story was produced by Joe Richman of Radio Diaries. The editors were Ben Shapiro and Deborah George. You can hear more of their stories on the Radio Diaries podcast.